think everybody's shocked because of the pure visuals of it. It was horrific. To see something like that, if you're not shocked, you'd be completely dehumanised. But we all knew it was happening, particularly Aboriginal people. For the government to come out and say they knew nothing about it, we know they were given reports both in 2010 and 2012 about Don Dale in particular and also about other institutions. That's been qualified already. The only thing that the ALP and the LNP did after it was to trip over each other trying to excuse themselves from culpability, because this has been going on under both governments, and both governments were aware that people were being brutalised within these institutions. And for them to say they had no knowledge of it, I challenge them to produce evidence they had no knowledge.
What do you think of some of the answers to help our youth stay out of these places in the first place, or what else can be done?
There's a lot of options. Seriously, some of these kids will put away for such minor things. If you look at Dylan Boller, his mother said, "I turned to the police for help because she thought he was overstepping the boundaries of he's going to, you know, turn out a bad kid." She turned to the police for help to try and get somebody to probably put the wind up him or something like that. But that started with him breaking the window. Now, surely the answer was not to put him in an institution and then brutalise him in and out for 7 years and torture him. I mean, it starts with a broken window. Where does that end up with? What's Dylan Boller's future now? There are other Aboriginal kids in there for minor offences. Surely there's got to be a better way than locking them up and brutalising them. Yes, if some people do commit crimes, isn't there a more humane way we can do than what was going on in there? These kids were minor offenders. I think building communities and doing community service within the community and guidance within the community is a way to at least attempt to address the problems, rather than the first measure in a lot of instances to lock our kids up. I've called upon this country to own up and have a bit of courage. This country overall cannot handle Aboriginal affairs. These governments, both state and federal, are incapable of governing Aboriginal peoples. I've called on not an intervention into the Northern Territory. I've called on an international intervention into our governments to keep them away from Aboriginal people, and for our peoples to deal with overseas bodies and be funded by royalties from multinational companies within this country, so we can build towards self-government. This government, seriously, in regards to Aboriginal affairs, has totally lost control. It's like a dog chasing a tail. It doesn't know what it's doing.
Nationwide protests organised by the Warriors of Aboriginal Resistance were held recently over the treatment of children in Don Dale. You spoke at the Sydney rally. What was the atmosphere like there and your feelings from that day?
Well, that was really emotionally charged. It was a very good turnout on a cold winter's day. There was a lot of people there and there's a lot of emotion. You've got to start to think, when's this going to stop? Why should we even be rallying for something that's a Guantanamo Bay in this country? I mean, the images coming out, I said it in one of my speeches, why are we even here? This is what amazes me, is that we're supposed to be the lucky country. And I kept asking myself on the way to this rally, why am I even going to a rally in support of kids that are undergoing Guantanamo Bay type torture? In a first world country, the people who got tortured in Guantanamo Bay were alleged, and I say that very sincerely, they were alleged terrorists. These kids, broken windows, knocked off a car, and they're being tortured to such a degree. Now, you've got to stop and think. That's under public scrutiny. These people knew CCTV were on them. They still went ahead with it. What are they doing on Manus Island? What are they doing anywhere else? What are they doing when there's no CCTV? This is a horror story that we can't seem to get out of because it's being inflicted upon us daily. And I continue to ask myself, why have we got such an inhumane government? If they're incapable of doing anything, why don't they just force industry to give us royalty so we can govern ourselves? Or have an intervention on them, because the way I see state and federal governments at the moment, I'm quite serious, I see them as a virus. As soon as they get into Aboriginal affairs, we get sick and we die.